Hello, everyone. Happy Sunday. Welcome to another episode of For You from Eve. In case you're new here, my name is Olivia Eve. I created this podcast almost 3 years ago. And basically what it is it really is just a casual conversation and like a FaceTime with your best friend where we talk all things becoming the best version of yourself, health, wellness, self-love, self-growth, the healing journey, and just any advice that you might need in situations. And I do my best to answer everything in a super realistic way and make everyone kind of feel like they're not alone in the way that they feel and that their feelings are valid and that there is a very realistic way to becoming the best version of yourself. That really is what my show is about. And in the past month, since January 1st until January 31st, I will be uploading an episode every single day to my show. This was a little challenge I wanted to hold myself accountable for the month of January, and it has definitely not been an easy challenge. It has not been easy at all with all the recording and the editing, but it has been great to see all of your support and all of the new people I'm gaining in this community. So I'm so grateful for everyone who has been super, super supportive of me through this journey and through this little series. I've definitely been enjoying it despite how busy I've been. And I want to thank everyone who's been super supportive. So if you guys don't already, make sure you follow all of my socials linked down below. I'm most active on TikTok and Instagram at For You From Eve. I have my Amazon storefront linked down below. All my promo codes for brands are in my Hubie. Everything is there that you need down below. The more support you guys show me, the good rating, good reviews, the follows you guys give me, the better content that I can produce for you guys and the more I can work on things. So I really, really do appreciate it when you guys show me all that support and love. So because my community has grown recently in the past month, I've gotten a lot of new people that wanted to kind of know some things about me. I had gotten a few DMs asking questions about me, certain things in my life, and kind of just getting to know me on a more personal level. And so I kind of wanted to do a Q&A today. So earlier this week, I posted on my Instagram story and I said, ask me questions that you want to know about me. And I got a decent amount of questions about who I am, situations I've been in, how I started my podcast, how I started my business, things I've struggled with, body image, consistency, all this amazing things. And I want to try my best to get through all of the questions. I narrowed it down to about half of the questions that I've received to answer today. So I'm going to be answering those. And if you guys really like this series, I'll do another one. So that's also why I want to make sure you guys follow me on Instagram so that you can ask your questions and that you guys can be a part of the next Q&A that I do. So I don't want to do a super long intro. I just want to go right ahead into this little series and into this little Q&A. So let's go ahead and get started. The first question that I got is, how old are you? I feel like a lot of you don't really know. So I'm 23. My birthday is June 21st, 2000. So I will be turning 24 the next June. But yeah, I basically kind of just turned 23 this past summer. And my birthday is June 21st, first day of summer. The next question is, what is your major in college? And do you plan on working in that major? Or are you just going to be doing your podcast and social media? So my major in college is marketing. So I'm studying to get my bachelor's of science in marketing. And I love marketing. I love business. I feel like I'm definitely not equipped for the finance accounting part of business. Absolutely not. But I do love social media marketing, digital marketing. I don't love the analytics behind marketing all the time. I kind of like more of the creative marketing, especially social media marketing, obviously. And when it comes to working at a corporate job after college, this is something I've thought about a lot and I still kind of do put some thought towards. It's not something that I necessarily brush off. I think that if an opportunity came along that I really wanted to experience, I might want to try it out. But I think that what I do with my podcast and what I do with my social media, I would rather go all in with my own business. Because I've obviously been working so hard on my social media for so long, but there's so many things that I still want to do, so many things that I still want to grow, where I feel like I will have the time after college. I mean, I'm pretty much done with school now. I have one more class before graduating that's I'm taking once a week. So I'm pretty much a full-time worker now for my business, for my podcast, for my social media. And then I also do some side work for other media companies with their social media, which is more of like a side hustle thing. So that is kind of something that I'm doing right now. And then I'm also actually a substitute teacher at an elementary school. So that's also something that I kind of throw in the works and I do babysitting here and there. So right now I have multiple streams of income because I'm just constantly, you know, taking the opportunity that comes. So I don't plan on working corporate simply just because I feel like there's not a need for me to work corporate. I think that I can make the income that I want to make doing what I do now. And I already have kind of built this up the past few years. So I feel like I would rather just keep building my podcast. And I have a lot of ideas of things I want to create with my brand, which I really will only have the time to do if I go all in with it. So I think for me personally, when I do graduate college, I consider myself graduated now that I'm not a full-time student anymore. I'm just going to be working on my podcast, on my social media, and then working on more brand deals because I feel like I could be doing a lot more with social media brand deals. And then continuing that side hustle of working with those other media companies. The whole substitute teacher thing and babysitting thing, I love doing just because I love kids, but it's not something that I hold myself to do. It's very lenient of picking my own days, my own schedule. So that's kind of something more I just do when I can. The next question is, how did you start your podcast / your own business? So I started For You From Eve almost 3 years ago. And at this point, COVID was kind of ending. And I was getting very into listening to podcasts during quarantine time. So I was going to school in the city right before quarantine had hit. And I was listening to a lot of podcasts while I was walking around the city. I was getting super, super into them because I was just tired of listening to music all the time. So I got into wellness and health while I was going to school at Pace University in New York. COVID had hit, quarantine had hit, we were stuck at home. I was like such a lazy person. I transferred out of Pace because it was just a very expensive tuition and I was no longer being in the city, so it wasn't worth it for me. And I was still listening to podcasts a lot. I was always kind of that friend that friends went to for advice. So I was kind of used to talking about advice, giving advice about situations. So I kind of was used to already doing that for my friends. And I was like, why don't I just do this for other people? Why don't I interview people who have started businesses and have done their own thing and see where it kind of goes from there? And so I started to just record episodes by myself. And it was very difficult for me to start recording solo episodes at first. It was something I had to get used to. But then I would reach out to a few friends that I had that owned businesses or that already kind of had a social media following. And I kind of started to talk to them a little bit. And then I interviewed them. And I think I recorded 9 or 10 episodes before actually uploading one. And I kind of just started to upload. So I started recording with Anchor. I'm not really sure how Anchor works anymore. This was 3 years ago. So I started recording with Anchor. I would record and edit on Anchor and upload through Anchor. And when you upload through Anchor, it goes through to Spotify, Apple, all that stuff. So that's what I was originally using. I don't know how it works anymore. I don't know if it's the same system. I do think they changed it up and switched it. So I don't know if I would recommend it anymore because I don't use it anymore. I had gotten like a $30 microphone from Amazon. If I could go back in time, I would wish that I just bought a nice expensive microphone like the one I have now because it would have lasted me the past 3 years instead of rebuying cheaper microphones. So that's something I wish I could go back and do because I wasn't sure how consistent I was going to be with it. So I bought a really cheap microphone off Amazon, just started recording. I did write out questions to myself on like Google Docs and I would just record and it took me a while to get used to talking to it. Even when I would record with guests, I would get nervous and I would not know how to interview them. And obviously now I've gotten so much better at interviewing. I consider myself to be a really good interviewer with my show. So I just started to record a bunch of episodes, started editing them, and then just started uploading them. And I had about 30 something followers on Instagram. I did not have a following at all when I started this. So I really did start from scratch. And then over time, I was just promoting it on my Instagram and promoting it on my social media. And you just got to keep going. I think consistency is the biggest thing. So I would start, I picked a day that I was going to record. At first my cover art was just a picture that I made on Canva. And then once things started to kind of blow up a little bit more, I went to a studio in the city to have a photo shoot for it. I really started to take it very seriously. And I knew that if I was going to take it seriously, I had to put in that work to do it. So having a photo shoot for my cover art, I fully did it myself. It was something I did all on my own. I took the photos, me and my sister. I edited them. I added the text. I did everything myself when it came to my logo. So that was really how I started everything. I could go way more into detail if you guys want a whole episode on it. There's definitely a lot of little things that go into it, but that's kind of the generalization of how I began my podcast and my business and just being consistent through social media. The next question, how tall are you? I'm 5'7". A lot of people think I'm like, not that. People think I'm like 5'4", 5'5", but I'm a pretty tall girl. I think average girl height is like 5'3". I'm 5'7", so I'm taller than average. The next thing is, have you ever struggled with body image? Yes, 100%. I think majority of people have. I struggled a lot with it in high school because when I had started high school, I was very, very tiny. I was like 4'10 and like 60, 70 pounds. I was a twig and I was short, but I always grew up an athlete. So when I started playing sports in high school, it started to really get to me because I was playing with girls that were like double, triple my size, and I wasn't able to compete against them. And I played physical sports, soccer and basketball. So it was very difficult for me to even compare to these girls and to play with these girls because of how tiny I was. So I was very focused on growing and eating as many carbs as I could. The amount of pasta that I would eat was insane. So I was really, really focused on getting very fit, getting thicker, getting bigger. And I did end up growing. I ended up graduating at 5'5". So I had a big growth spurt in high school, but I struggled a lot with needing to gain weight. And then once I had gained the weight, and my first 2 years after high school and while I was in college, I gained a lot of weight, and now my body was very used to gaining weight. And the past few years, I struggled a lot with trying to lose weight and always feeling bloated and being very unhappy with my stomach, or, you know, whatever it was. And I'm kind of at a point now where I'm just very grateful for a functioning body. I thank God every day for legs that move and arms that can function. And that's all I really care about, because I've had a few health scares, as I'm sure we all have. And when your health is ever in jeopardy, it puts everything into perspective for you, where you are so grateful for your health. Because at the end of the day, I saw this quote and it was like, you could have 99 problems, and then the second your health is a problem, now you only have one problem. Those other problems do not matter if your health is at risk, because the school, the work, the workouts, the person in your life, whatever it is, everything gets stripped away from you if your health is not 100%. So I've just been really focusing on what I'm putting into my body and how my body feels versus how it looks. At the end of the day, is there a physical image I want to look like? Of course. And that's why I pushed myself in the gym. That's why I gave up gluten. That's why I eat cleaner. But it's also to just feel better. And feeling better in my skin and feeling better in my body is way more important to me than looking a certain way. So I have struggled with body image. I still have days where I'm unhappy with the way my body looks, or my lower belly pouch bloating a little bit, whatever it is. But at the end of the day, I'm so grateful that I have a functioning, healthy body, and that's all I can thank God for. I thank God for my body every single day because it works hard to keep me alive every day, and that's all that I can ask for. And when you shift that perspective and you shift that mindset, I think that your body image issues, they won't disappear, but I do think that they will shrink and minimize. The next question, what are your favorite color nails to do? Definitely bubble bath. I love just like a sheer pink, very natural sheer pink. And then I also do love like a almond red long nail in the wintertime. But I think just a sheer square or almond pink is my favorite. Next question, how do you have faith that everything will work out for you? A lot of the time I don't. I think that when you're kind of put in a low place, you don't see a bright side of it. You don't see things working out for you. You genuinely cannot see things getting better for you. And I've definitely noticed this about myself, where I have a lot of moments of this situation will never work out. But I think I've also just realized, if it's not going to be this situation that works out for me, it's going to be something better. If I don't get this job offer, God will give me a better one. If this person doesn't want to be with me, God will give me someone else that's better. Like, that's kind of how I started to shift that perspective, is if it's not going to be them, it's going to be better, because God will never disappoint you. So you just have to have also faith in all those other times in the past that you've been broken down and you've been heartbroken and you've been upset and anxious and stressed. How many times have you gotten out of that? Every single time, because guess what? You woke up this morning, you're breathing and you're living. So you've gotten through every single battle and every single hard time that you've been through in the past. You've gotten through it. So why wouldn't you get past this? And obviously everything is relative. Everything is a different situation. But at the end of the day, you have the strength within you to heal through anything. So you just have to have the faith that things will get better. Do you think God is going to lead you to a miserable life? You are not going to be led to a miserable life unless you choose that. If you choose happiness, if you choose to live a beautiful life, you will. That will be gifted to you if you choose that that is what you want. So there are days where I'm very upset. There are days where I'm very anxious, days where I'm very stressed, but I know that it's going to work out. There is no doubt in my mind that things will not work out for me. I know that they will. And until things do work out, my life is not figured out yet. You know, there's never going to be a day, like there will be days in the future where you're like, I have it figured out. I have the house. I have the kids. I have the husband. I have the job. Whatever it is that success and happiness is for you, you will wake up one morning and realize, I did it. I made it. I'm here. And you just have to have faith that that day is coming. And don't just like wait for that day to come. Don't be like, I'm going to wait for this to feel happy. I'm going to wait for a boyfriend to be happy. I'm going to wait for a ring to be happy. I'm going to wait for a job to be happy. Decide that you want to be happy today. Happiness is a state of mind. Okay. So decide that you want to be happy today. And if you make that decision that you're happy, you're already kind of there. You know what I mean? So just be happy with the fact that you have today, you have this moment, and eventually things are going to come into place. Whatever part of your life is lacking right now, it's in the works. God is working. He's working. He's working. He's working. Stop thinking things will not work out for you, because they will. And I always say, stop thinking you know better. Stop thinking that what you want right now is what you need, or thinking that what you want right now is what you're meant to have. You don't know anything. Because if you think of yourself a few years ago, I'm sure there's things that you wanted where if you got them right now, you'd be like, oh my God, that would be the worst thing ever. So stop thinking that you know better, and just know if it's not great and if it's not something that makes you happy, then it's not the end. The last question that I'm going to answer, and then I'm going to do the other half in another episode, is what has been the biggest game changer for your happiness? I think everything that I just said about having faith that everything will work out has been the biggest game changer. Strengthening my faith in God keeps me going. It really does, because we all go through shitty situations. We all go through things in life. We always think we have this timeline set up. I thought I'd be engaged by now, or, you know, because I was in a relationship for so long, and then things don't work out. And now you're single the same year you thought you were going to get engaged. You know, I had to take extra years of school because of all these unfortunate situations. And it's like, I could sit back and I could cry and be miserable over the fact that I haven't graduated school yet, that I'm not in a relationship anymore, that this path that I had laid out for me isn't working how I wanted it to. Or I could sit back and just be like, God's working on it. And that's it. Because if you enjoy the moment you're in now, if you choose happiness today, everything will change for you. Because for me personally, I have reasons to be sad. Everyone in this world has reasons to be sad, but we also have so many reasons to be happy. And I really am indulging in whatever chapter I'm meant to be in, I'm going to be in. And right now, I am meant to make a podcast. I am meant to chase success. I am meant to be a successful woman. All I've ever wanted in life was to be a wife and to be a mother. That is all I've wanted. I said, this is my purpose. However, right now, I don't have a boyfriend. I don't have anyone I'm talking to. I'm not actively looking for that. And it's God telling me, the life you're made for right now. That's not what you need right now. You are meant to be a wife. You are meant to be a mother. But right now, you're meant to be a podcaster. You're meant to be a teacher. You're meant to be a babysitter. You're meant to be Olivia. You're meant to be the girl that goes to the gym, that works on her podcast, that inspires all these women on her show. That is who you're meant to be right now. That is your current passion in life, your current purpose in life. And so I've kind of just been like, I'm enjoying the chapter of life God has put me in. God has put me in this chapter of life. He really has. He has put me in this chapter of making my mark through my podcast. And that is what I'm doing. And when you decide I'm going to be happy with the chapter of life that God has put me in, you will change the game for yourself to just really enjoy the day and the moment that you're in. Because I look back and I'm like, there was a time where I had my last hangout with a good old friend. There was a time where I spent my last day at a job. There was a time where I had my last soccer game, my last basketball game, all these different eras of life, all these different chapters of life we've experienced. And in the moment, we were waiting for it to fast forward. We were waiting for the next best thing, and we didn't fully enjoy the moment we were in. And that is my biggest game changer right now for happiness, is just enjoying the moment that I'm in and choosing to be happy today, not waiting for something to make me happy, not waiting for a boyfriend to make me happy, not waiting for a certain amount of money a month to come in to make me happy. I'm going to enjoy what I'm doing now, and I'm going to be consistent with what I'm doing now, because then opportunities and dreams will start to chase me. So I think my biggest game changer for happiness is just deciding that I'm happy. Decide that you're happy. Decide that you're going to be happy today, and decide this is the life that I'm living. This is the life I'm meant to be living. Because guess what? If you weren't meant to be here, if you weren't meant to be in the moment you're in right now, you wouldn't be. You wouldn't be. If you weren't meant to be in this relationship, in this friendship, in this job, in this school, you would not be there. So you have to really take initiative on choosing to be happy and taking those steps to be happy and just doing what feels right for you in the moment. Don't always think years ahead and light years ahead of if this happens and if that happens. Just enjoy where you are now. And it will take off so much pressure off you too. So those are the questions I'm going to answer for today's episode. I am going to make this a two-part series for you guys. So I will be answering the rest of the questions in tomorrow's episode. So make sure you guys listen to that as well. I've been posting every day, so you know exactly where to find this. I want to thank everyone who submitted questions, and make sure you guys follow my social media so that you can submit your questions as well for next next time I do this. I'm also doing a series called Diving into the DMs where I go through your direct messages and I answer the advice on my show that you guys ask me. Everything will be anonymous, but a lot of you have been requesting I do something like this, so I have decided to do it. So I will be uploading something like that as well. But I want to thank all of you so much for listening to today's episode, for being so supportive through this journey and through this little series I'm doing. I hope you guys have an amazing and safe rest of your day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Mwah.